The math is all there. It's not real.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but look, it is scientifically impossible for a person to tip a cow. Even you, with your stocky build and lumberjack shoulders, you couldn't do it.
It's horrible. Why would you push a cow over this sacred?
Oh, stop it. I've seen you eat like a million hamburgers.
Hey, an animal can be both sacred and delicious.
Look, I'm telling you I've done it, okay? I clearly remember the cow standing up and then the cow on its side.
Were you drunk?
I was 16 in Nebraska. What do you think?
I think you're the one who fell over.
Well, that would explain why the sky was also on its side.
Hey.
Howard, cow tipping, real or not?
I'm gonna say not. That's just based on me trying to roll my mom over when she's snoring. Speaking of that big side of beef, she's invited all of you to Thanksgiving at her house.
Yeah, I've been told that a bald refusal of an invitation is rude, and one must instead offer up a polite excuse, so I'd love to go, but unfortunately, that sounds awful.
Come on, it'll be fun.
We were actually gonna do it here.
Please, Bernadette's bringing her dad, because her mom's out of town. I never have anything to say to that guy.
Oh, since you put it that way, yeah, I'd love to go, but that sounds even more awful.
It would actually be nice to not hear Sheldon complain about my cooking all day.
Excuse me, but every year you prepare a terrible meal and every year I criticize it. Do our traditions mean nothing to you?
I want to go.
Yeah, me too.
I'm in.
Sheldon.
Oh, fine, I'll go. But if her food is delicious, Thanksgiving is ruined and it's on you.
State that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory.
Did we really have to go to Mrs. Wallowitz's house?
We do, and I expect you to be on your best behavior.
Now I know how the African slaves felt. Being dragged from their homes to labor under the yoke of the white man.
Are you honestly comparing Thanksgiving dinner at Wallowitz's mom's with one of the greatest tragedies in the history of mankind?
Yes.
Sheldon, you can have a nice Thanksgiving anywhere. I spent one in Vegas.
You did?
Yeah, back when I was dating Zach. It was actually more fun than I thought. We gambled, went to one of those cheesy wedding chapels. We had a really good turkey dinner, which was surprising since we were at a strip club.
Wait, you went to a chapel?
Yeah.
Why?
We had one of those silly fake weddings.
Penny, you know those are real, right?
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
And he's right.
They're real.
But it didn't seem real.
Let me ask you a question. At any point, was Las Vegas on its side?
Hi, Dad.
Hi, honey.
Oh, you brought beer for everybody.
Okay, yeah, it's for everybody. I really just wanted to have a nice, quiet day at home and watch the game.
You could have a quiet day and watch the game here.
Howard, the medicine's not working!
Just took it. At least let it reach your first stomach!
Oh, hey, Mike, let me help you out there. Oh,
thanks. What's wrong with your mom?
Her gout's flaring up. Turns out an apple pie a day does not keep the doctor away. Maybe because that little piggy is being crushed by the barn! She should quiet down soon. I gave her enough pain meds to choke a, well, her.
I guess we're gonna have to do all the cooking.
I have a better idea.
If you think you're gonna make me do all this by myself, you're crazy.
I was gonna make Raj do it all by himself.
Oh, well, that's a great idea.
No traffic, we're sailing.
Yes, like we're on a ship. Coming from Africa to America.
Sheldon,
It's completely inappropriate. You can't keep comparing yourself to a slave.
Yes, Miss Amy.
I can't believe you're married to that idiot.
Would you stop? We just did it as a goof.
A goof or not, you're actually married. You need to get this taken care of.
I will. Why are you making this such a big deal?
Oh, I have a reason. It could be because you said yes to marrying Zach, but every time Leonard's proposed, he's gotten a resounding no. Yeah, that's just off the top of my head.
So how do I undo this?
I'm hoping you can get an annulment, so it's just like it never happened.
Great. Well, what do I have to do?
It says here you can get an annulment if any of the following conditions are met. Were you unable to consummate the marriage?
Penny, next.
Is there any evidence of fraud, bigamy, want of understanding?
Want of understanding? What does that even mean?
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
Thanks for saving the day.
No problem. It wouldn't be Thanksgiving without an Indian providing the food. Now, where does your mom keep the Crisco?
I don't know. Probably in a wad in her cheek.
I'll help Raj in here. Why don't you go keep my dad company?
He doesn't want me in there. I'm the creepy little guy who has sex with his daughter.
Don't be silly. He loves you.
Does he?
He cares about you a lot.
Really?
I do crap to you all the time. Get out there.
Watching the game.
So your wife's in Arizona with the grandkids.
Uh-huh.
And my mom's been to Arizona. She rode one of those mules down in the Grand Canyon. Long story short, they had to shoot it. Because she's so fat. I'll get the door. Well, you finish laughing.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It smells wonderful. Is anyone slaving away in the kitchen? Because I do know what you...
Here, thank you for having us.
What's with you?
Oh, she's mad at me because she just found out she's married to Zach.
Really? That dumbass you used to date? That's hysterical.
I can't believe I felt bad for opening this in the car.
You need any help?
Can you reach that gravy board up there?
Sure.
Great. That makes one of you. Okay, we have a lot to do and not much time to do it. Bernadette, you're on corn gravy and yam detail. Amy, you're on rolls, cranberries, and making sure Bernadette stays away from the marshmallows. That's right, I see you. Okay, if you have any questions, I'll be over here basting my ass off. Focus is key.
Did you guys know Penny married Zach 3 years ago?
What?
You ever play football?
A little in college. You?
No, but I did get tackled in the hallway once. The whole school cheered.
Hey, I found the court papers that you and Zach need to fill out. I'll print them when we get home.
Fine.
And we can just put this whole thing behind us.
Are you done?
What?
Look, I get it. I screwed up. Is this all we're going to talk about the rest of the day?
Why are you mad at me? You're the one that did this stupid thing. I'm just trying to fix it.
Ugh, I need some air.
What? Penny.
I don't know the first thing about women, but I would not follow her.
Listen to Stretch.
How am I the bad guy? She's the one who married someone else. I'm the victim.
Sounds like Zach's the victim. You're sleeping with his wife.
I've kept my marriage together for 35 years. Can I weigh in here?
Sure.
I'm trying to watch the game. Shut up. Oh, how do you not make a first down there?
They passed against a nickel defense. They should have run it off tackle.
How the hell do you know that?
My father loved football. He always made me watch it before I was allowed to do my homework.
Well, I'd be happy to know. I just spoke to Zach, and he's willing to sign the court papers. He's on his way here now.
Wait, you invited him here?
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to weigh in again. What do you think they ought to do now?
I would throw a quick slant to a wide out, given that the defense is showing blitz.
Oh, I love a good blitz, especially with sour cream. get it? Because it sounds like blintz.
Did someone say blintz?
I just don't understand why you invited him here today.
Because you wouldn't shut up about it. When I called him, he had nothing to do, so I just thought
Hey, guys, I'm trying to cook in here.
Oh, sorry, we'll keep it down.
No, speak up. I'm about to use the blender, and I don't want to miss anything.
Well, you might have to cook for one more, because she invited Zach.
What?
My, my, the plot like my gravy thickened.
In the living room.
I don't care for your mother's bathroom. There's not an angle to do one's business without a clown figurine staring at you.
That's why I sit.
Yeah, that's why. You remember the Thanksgiving game when it snowed in Dallas?
1993. Leon Lett blew the game in the final seconds, and the Dolphins emerged victorious. And then I finally got to do my calculus.
I was so pissed I wanted to shoot my TV.
So was my dad. And then he did.
Anyone need a beer?
Yeah.
Thank God.
So, does your dad still live in Texas?
No, he died when I was 14.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So was the man who owned the local liquor store. He cried and cried.
There you go.
Oh, thanks. So if your dad died when you were 14, you were never old enough to have a beer with the man.
No, sir. He did try to give me one for my high school graduation, but I was 11 and my mom said no.
Well, you're having one with me.
Mike opens a can and offers it to Sheldon.
All right.
To your dad.
They clink cans.
I never had a beer with my dad either.
Do you mind? We're having a moment here.
Howard slinks back on the sofa.
I can't believe Penny's married to Zach.
Wonder what she saw in that guy.
I don't know. He's sweet, he's tall, handsome.
Broad shoulders, good hair.
Wonder what she sees in Leonard.
How's it going out there?
Sheldon and your dad are bonding and completely ignoring me.
I know how you feel. Sheldon ignored me for a week when he got that Roomba vacuum. I kick it when he's not looking.
What are they doing?
They're drinking beer and watching football.
So why don't you do that with them?
They don't want me. Well, Sheldon started talking about how his dad isn't alive anymore, and they were toasting, and I tried to tell him about how sad I was when my dad abandoned...
Zach's here!
Stop the gravy!
They all run out on Howard.
Sorry, I really want to hear how sad you are. I'll be back in like 5-10 minutes.
She grabs a marshmallow.
Sorry she made you come over here on a holiday.
It's all right. I didn't have anything going on. Plus, Penny told me we're married and Thanksgiving's a time to be with family.
Yeah, okay, great. Can we just get this over with?
You guys have to sign here and here. On Monday, we'll file for the annulment and this marriage will be over.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to sign it.
Ooh. Why won't you sign it?
I just think splitting up can be rough on kids.
We don't have any kids.
Are you sure? Because you didn't know we were married until this morning.
Okay, look, Zach, come on. You know neither of us thought this was real. I mean, we were married by an Elvis impersonator.
Of course it wasn't an impersonator. We could never afford a real Elvis.
You married him instead of me? Good call. Sign the papers.
Hang on. You know what? You've been a jerk about this all day. You always do this. Whenever I mess up, you're right there to make me feel even worse about it.
That is not true.
Yeah, we could have waited till Monday, signed the papers, this all would have been over.
You're the one who invited him here.
Oh, there you go again. Just another mistake you're throwing in my face.
Not cool, bro. I'm starting to think you're not the kind of guy I want dating my wife.
Yeah, well, she's not gonna be your wife for long.
Oh, no, are you dying?
I'm about to. Sign the paper.
Know what they say. Happy wife, happy life.
Let's eat.
Several beers later.
That's all I can do without throwing up.
That is not what I expected when you said you were gonna burp pie.
Did somebody say pie?
I don't know what's scarier, the bathroom clowns or the woman that put them there.
All I know is you can only fit one of her in a car. Want to come here, but this is shaping up to be one of the best Thanksgivings I've had in a long time.
Me too.
Hey, Howard says you've been making fun of him all day. Now both of you apologize right now.
She's so tiny. It's funny when she's mad.
Amy steps in.
All right, mister. I think you owe Howard and Bernadette an apology.
Perhaps you're right. I'm sorry for my behavior. I've had alcohol and it's caused me to be inappropriate.
Okay. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Ain't she great?
Sheldon.
Now, how's about you get us a couple of beers?
He slaps Amy's backside and she kinda likes it. Smiling at him over her shoulder, she heads to the kitchen.
Yeah, everything was delicious.
Well, I couldn't have done it without my two favorite girls, Martha Stewart and Rachel Ray.
Hey, Sheldon, what do you say we go outside and throw around the old pigskin?
This is a Jewish house. I don't have pigskin.
Did someone say pigskin?
I am sorry about today. And I promise, next time I get married, it won't be a joke. It'll be for love. Or money.
I'm sorry, too.
Don't be. It's my fault. I was a terrible husband. I was never around.
I know I'm hard on you, but you're not the worst son-in-law in the world.
Mike, it's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Well, I'm drunk.
I just vomited on a lot of clowns.